Okay, we're going to begin here with the Mishnah on the top of Yud Tereman Aleph. Yotzei Dofen, Vaba Acharav. If you have someone that came out as a C-section, then Vaba Acharav, and the other one that's born afterwards that came through the normal birth canal, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Shnehem Yiru Achi Stavu. According to Rabbi Tarfon, we have a Safek here. The first one is a Safek Bechor as a C-section that came out, as well as the second one that was the Peter Rechem. Therefore, they both have to wait until they get a mum, v'yochlu b'mumman l'balim, and then for their eating by, once they get a mum, where the balim, to eat them like a b'chor b'mum. Rabbi Kiva Omer, shnehem einan b'chor. Rabbi Kiva says, it's definitive, neither of them are not a b'chor. Harishon is not a b'chor, mipnei shenu peterechem, because it doesn't qualify as peterechem, which is one of the qualifications for being b'chor. V'asheni, the second one, which is the first one through the peterechem, is not the b'chor, mipnei shenu kadmo acher. Because another animal came out first, another baby had been born first. It's not the firstborn. It's the first peterechem, but not the firstborn. And therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, you are patur from bechor absolutely by both of them. There is no suffix over here. But my kamiflege, what's the machloket here between Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Tarfon misvekele bechor ledavar achad iv avi bechor ilo avi bechor. Rabbi Tarfon has a suffix that a bechor that has one aspect of bechorah to it. There are many aspects of bechor. You can be the firstborn. You can be the first to come peterechem, come through the birth canal. You can be the oldest of the males, the oldest of the females. There are many interpretations of what a bechor is. So Rabbi Tarfon is uncertain as to what the meaning of the word bechor is. The bechor does not mean exclusively he has to be the first of everything, but rather could be possibly that he's a bechor from one aspect over here. And since he has this safek, therefore he has a safek about whether these animals are bechor or classified as bechor or not. Rabbi Kiva pshitale. Rabbi Kiva is clear that b'chor l'davar ched lo avi b'chor. If just because you are firstborn in one aspect, that does not make you a b'chor. You need to be a b'chor for all aspects. That means you have to be the firstborn, plus pederechem, the first one through the birth canal, as well as a zachar, the first of the males. You need a b'chor entirely in order to be classified as a b'chor. Therefore, for Rabbi Kiva and our Mishnah, there's no question. There is no b'chor over here. On the other hand, for Rabbi Tarfon, there's a safek here, because he doesn't know. B'chor possibly could mean just a b'chor for one item. Be the firstborn, be the first through the birth canal, the first of the males. Not clear to him, and therefore you have a safek over here, and that safek drives us to a position where you have a C-section, and then afterwards you have a birth through the birth canal, whether either one or both of them are b'chorim. So now the Gemara continues. Tanu Rabbanan, Michlal atzarich leprat, umiprat atzarich leklal. Over here we need a little bit of background, which is, this is part of the Shlosh Esrei Midot that we say every morning in Karbanot. In the Shlosh Esrei Midot, there is something called a klal hatzarich leprat. A klal, a general principle that needs the prat, the details afterwards, to give us explanation about the general principle. We also have a prat hutzarich leklal. Sometimes the details need the explanation of the klal, of the more general principle, in order to understand them. There's also something called a klal uprat. We have just a simple klal uprat. And now we have to separate or define each one of them. Klal uprat is a situation where I have a general statement, and then afterwards I have a detailed statement. The general principle there is, ein b'chlal ela masher b'prat. The only thing that's found in the klal is that which is found in the prat. The prat qualifies, defines for us the klal. For instance, when we have a general statement about min ha-behema, said anything about animals, and then afterwards it gives us a list of animals. So now, I don't need, min ha-behema would have told me all the information I needed. Now when I come and have a list of animals afterwards, which wasn't necessary, they were all included under the term min ha-behema, it means that that list is coming to narrow down the meaning of the word min ha-behema. That's called a klal uprat. Ein b'klal ela masher b'prat. The prat will be defined, qualified, narrowed by the details that come after the klal. That's called a klal uprat. What we have here in the Gemara's listing is a klal hatzorich leprat and a prat hatzorich leklal. As Rashi defines for us over here, that's something different. A klal utzarich leprat is, I have a general statement. But the general statement has the possibility of being interpreted in one of two ways. Each of those ways is an equal, plausible explanation for that general statement. I'm just uncertain as to which. And many times they're mutually exclusive, the two explanations. So for instance, Rashi gives us an example of this. V'kisao be'afar. We have this in the Gemara in Chulin. When it comes to kisei adam, the Torah tells us v'kisao be'afar, that you have to cover it. Now, b'kisahu, the word by itself, to cover, can manifest itself in two ways. You can either cover something by putting another object on top of it. For instance, if you flip over a kli and you put it on top, if you take a bucket and turn it upside down on an object, that's called covered. You can also cover something by pouring sand on it, putting dirt on top of it. That's also called being covered. So how do I know when the Torah says b'kisahu, to cover it, how do I know which of those two meanings it is? Kisel can be either covering, literally making it a part of the ground, or covering can be any outside object that I place on top that covers it. So which of those two meanings is Kisel? Then I have Be'afar. The Torah tells me afterwards exactly what it is. It's Kisel Be'afar. Afar is the way that you cover it. You cover it with the dust of the earth, with the dirt of the earth. That's how you're going to cover it. So it defines for us, of the two possibilities of what the meaning of the word Kisel is it gives us one of those two definitions. And that's called a klal hatzarich leprat. Over there we have a general statement. The general statement by itself is ambiguous. We don't know which of the two meanings it has. The prat, the detailed explanation, comes and tells us afterwards exactly which of those two meanings should be applied to the klal. That's a klal tzarich leprat. On the other hand, if you have a klal, a general statement, like for instance, we're going to have this in the Gemara in 1 second. For instance, the word bechor. The word bechor can mean any firstborn. Now, it doesn't matter if it's a male firstborn or a female firstborn. Bechor, the definition of the word means firstborn, irrespective of whether it's male or female. Afterwards, if I have the word zachar, which comes and narrows down the word bechor to say that only firstborn males, then I have what's called a klal uprat. Klal uprat over there, which is ein baklal amasher baprat. That general statement of bechor has now been narrowed, qualified, or defined by the word zachar. Because before, when I had the word bechor, I had no doubt about what it meant. It meant the firstborn. So now when I have it being the firstborn, whether it's male or female is irrelevant. That's not another manifestation, two possibilities of what the word bechor means. It's only one possibility. It means firstborn, irrespective of male or female. When I have the word zachar in the Torah that narrows it down, I'm saying that the definition of the word bechor is now being narrowed by the word zachar. And that's called a klal uprat, not a klal tzarich leprat. So the difference between them, and this is important now in the Gemara, is that I have a klal, a general statement, which we have no ambiguity about, and then I have another item that comes and defines it. That's called a klal uprat, and the prat, the detail, now defines for us the klal. That was the example that I gave by the bechor and zachar, by behema, and then a list of animals. The other type is a klal tzarich leprat, a general principle where we have some doubt as to the meaning of the word. We have some ambiguity about the word. We don't know which definition to give it. The example I gave was b'chisel be'afar, the case where it says you have to cover the blood. If I just had the word kisel, that general term is cover. Cover can mean, again, either make it a part of the ground, or it can mean cover with another object, the third object. So which of those two definitions? Be'afar tells me which of those two definitions. That's a klal ha'tzarich leprat. We're also going to have this in the Gemara in a second, which is that the Gemara is now going to have a case of zachar. I have the word zachar. Now I know what a firstborn male, what does that mean? Does that mean a firstborn male even if a female preceded it? Or does that not qualify? I mean, when I say that you have to be the firstborn male, there are two possibilities, again, of manifestations of that. One is that I'm the firstborn, period, but I'm also male. Or the other possibility is I'm the firstborn of the males. So how do I know which one it means? When I say you're Bechor Zachar, how do I know whether it means you are the firstborn, period, but you also have to be male? Or does it mean that you have to be the firstborn of the males? That means that if a female came beforehand, it makes no difference. I don't know. And then I'm going to have a definition. The Gemara is going to bring us in the Braita a word which tells us which of those two. So again, that's a klal hatzarich leprat. That's a broad definition, Bechor Zachar. But I don't know anymore what to do with that Bechor Zachar. It has two possibilities, two possible explanations, what that means. So I have a prat, a detail, which is going to be given to us in the Braita in a second, that tells me how to define that. The Braita then afterwards will bring a prat, a tzarich leklal. Sometimes even the prat, there is ambiguity. The same thing. In the detail, there's ambiguity as to what the meaning is, and I have to look at the general statement to help me define which of those two it is. So the Gemara now starts out with a statement. The Braita starts out with a statement. I'm about to bring you Miklal tzarich leprat and prat tzarich leklal. The Gemara then, or the Braita, will have three different limudim. What Rashi says is, the first limud has nothing to do with that statement to begin the Braita. The first limud is actually a classic klal uprat. Classic klal uprat, which means that ein baklal al mashav prat. Afterwards, we're going to have two more limudim. The first limud will be an example of a klal tzarich leprat. And the third example will be something that is a prat tzarich leklal. That's the way Rashi reads this Gemara. The Rabbeinu Tam, on the other hand, argues on Rashi in the way that we just define a klal tzarich leprat, and he says even that case of b'kisel be'afar is also a regular klal uprat. Over here too, the fact that it says zachar is also a regular klal uprat. All of those are klalim, general principles that are being defined by the prat. Our Braita does not even give an example of a klal tzarich leprat. The only thing our Braita brings an example of is a prat tzarich leklal. And that's the third limud over here. So why did it say, klal tzirich leprat, prat tzirich leklal? I just quoted. That's the general principle. It's bringing both those principles down. But the only thing the Braita is going to show us is a case of a prat tzirich leklal. Everything else in the Braita is just a klal uprat, a regular klal uprat, where the prat is defining for us the klal. And then he says, the Rabbeinu Tam says, that I'll tell you what a klal tzirich leprat is, v'chisehu be'afar. The be'afar itself, there says you cover it with dirt, you cover it with the dust. Well, how do you cover it over there? It's unclear as to whether you have to cover it on the top, or you have to cover it also on the bottom and the top. The Gemara learns from the word be'afar, that means in the dirt. It has to be in between two layers. You have to have dirt below it and dirt above it. So he says, that's a klal tzirich leprat. Over there we know how to vikisel be'afar, but be', the be'afar gives me a detail that defines for me what the general principle of covering is. Because you can cover in two ways. You can sandwich something, or you can cover from on top. Be'afar comes and defines that for me. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam says is an example of a klal tzirich leprat. But that's not found in our Gemara over here. So that's just broadly to understand how Rashi looks at this and how the Rabbeinu Tam looks at this. Now let's look in the Gemara. The Gemara now brings this braita that says, we're talking about, and I'm going to read it like Rashi, just to have in the back of your mind, the Rabbeinu Tam does not agree with Rashi's interpretation of the second limud over here. So we have a case. Turn around. Michlal tzirich leprat, uprat tzirich leklal. Kate said, what are cases of this? Again, remember, Rashi thinks that this first case is not an example of this, and the Rabbeinu Tam agrees to that. It says, Kadesh li kol bechor. So when it says in Parshat Bo, Kadesh li kol bechor, peter kol rechem yivnei sro badam bebei milihu. So over there we have no definition of whether it's male or female. You go to Sefer Dvarim in Perek Tet Vav in Sefer Dvarim, and there we get a different picture which says that it has to be a male. Which is kol bechor, asher yivaleid bibchorchov tzoncha hazachar, takdish l'ashem lokecha, lo tavod bibchor shorechov, lo tagoz bechor tzonecha. Over there we have the define that it has to be a zachar. So now, if I take those two together, I have the word bechor, that sounds like any firstborn. Then I have the word zachar in Dvarim, that is a klal uprat. Ein baklal elamash baprat. It's coming to narrow, define the klal for us, and therefore, the only firstborn that is going to be kadosh bebechora is a zachar, is a male. Now, e zachar, ayochol afili yatzdani keva lefanav. Now, according to Rashi, this is an example of a klal hatzarich leprat. According to Rabbeinu Tam, this remains as a regular klal uprat. So Rashi says, what do we have now? I have a zachar. I don't know what the meaning of a zachar means. When I say you have to be the firstborn of the males, does that mean you have to be the firstborn, period, and also be a male? Or does that mean you just have to be the first of the males that is born? So I don't know that. That's a klal. A general principle, all males are kadosh. Firstborn males are kadosh. But what's the meaning of the word firstborn males? There I have an ambiguity in the term. One of two ways to define it, the pasuk comes along and gives us a parat. Izachar yechol afil yatzdani keva lefanav, even if a female came out before it, tamalomar peter rechem, he has to be the firstborn, he has to be the first one through the birth canal. So now I have a parat, the word peter rechem, that comes and defines for me what a bechor zachar is. So that's a klal atzarich the parat. We're not narrowing the klal down, we're telling us which of the two definitions we had. We had bechor zachar that could be defined in one of two ways. The word peterechem tells me which way to define it. It says it has to be the firstborn, not the firstborn male. So then the Gemara says, I have an example now of a prat that's rich the klal. This is both according to Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam. They agree that the next line in the Gemara is an example of a prat that's rich the klal. I peterechem yochol afil yatza achar yotzei dofen. When I say you're the first one to come through the birth canal, again, this is a prat. It has to be the first one through the birth canal. But that prat is also undefined. It's ambiguous. I have one of two possibilities here. The first one through the birth canal, or the first one, period, who also happened to go through the birth canal. Because what's the minafkamina between them? Yotze dofen, if there was a C-section beforehand. If there's a C-section beforehand, then is that still called peter rechem? It could be. Could be that it's the first one through the birth canal, so it's still a bechor. Or do I say that it has to be the bechor, the first one, plus it has to go through the peter rechem, it has to go through the birth canal? I don't know. When I have the word peter rechem, I don't know which of those two. So along comes the klal being the word bechor, tamalo bechor. Bechor must be the first for everything. So if you're first for everything, it means not only do you have to be the first one through the birth, but now you have to also be the firstborn, period. So here we had an example of a prat. It was a detail, peter rechem, is a detail about the bechor, but that detail was ambiguous, it was undefined. Does it mean the first through the birth canal, or does it mean the first period that also went through the birth canal? Along comes the word bechor and tells us the meaning, the general principle, the word bechor that we had, that we started with, comes and tells me it's got to be the firstborn for everything. Firstborn, first one out, plus the first one through the birth canal. So that's a prat, hatzarich liklau. So here we have a braita that gives an example, according to Rashi, of a klalu prat first, then a klal hatzarich liprat, and then a prat hatzarich liklau. According to Rabbeinu Tam, This Braita gave us an example, two examples of a klala uprat, and then one example, the last one, was an example of a prat that's a rich liklal. The Gemara now asks a question with regards to how we use the word bechor in the Braita. The word bechor was used twice in the Braita. Once, as the original statement, we have a bechor, and now we need to define it. And at the end, when we didn't know what Petarechem was, we came back and said bechor. Now, the one at the end is clear that we originally thought Petarechem meant it just has to be first through the birth canal. Along comes the word bechor, and say you have to be bechor for everything. You have to be the firstborn for everything. So the word bechor in the end of the Braita is clearly defined as being a bechor for everything. Not only are you the firstborn, but you're also the first through the birth canal. So that bechor, we know, means a bechor l'chol davar. Whereas the bechor in the beginning of the Braita, it's somewhat unclear, but it sounds like the bechor in the beginning of the Braita was a bechor afilu davar echad. You just have to be a firstborn. We don't know. You can be the first of the males, you can be the first of the females, you can be just any type of firstborn would suffice. And therefore we came and narrowed it by Zachar. Then we narrowed it by Petarechem. But that bechor, the word bechor there sounds like as long as you're firstborn for something, that's enough. So the Braita has two views of what the default would be for the word bechor. Is the default for the word bechor to mean you have to be a firstborn of some sort? Or is the default for the word bechor means you're bechor for everything? Which of those two definitions? And that's the Gemara's question. I'm going to Rav Sharvia Abaye. Rav Sharvia says, Abaye, Reisha lo kanasa vila tamuda bechor. The fact that the Gemara in the beginning doesn't bring down the word bechor shows you, alma bechor, the davar echad havi bechor. That shows you that a bechor for one item is enough. Because otherwise, instead of the Gemara saying after the Zachar, that I need to bring in Petarechem, all you would have to do is bring the word Bechor again. And say to me, Bechor means a Bechor for everything. If it means a Bechor for everything, then I don't need these other words of Zachar, Petarechem, all these other items to define for me, because the answer is it has to be a Bechor for everything. The fact that the Gemara did not bring that word Bechor in the Braita shows you that the word Bechor would not have been defined as a firstborn of everything. It just would have been a firstborn for something. Yet, Seifa, when the Gemara in the end brings it down, because of the Tamud Bechor, brings the word Bechor as the answer to the question of what do I need to do with Petarechem? Alma Bechor l'darechad, lo avi Bechor. Comes in the end and says that the word end of Bechor in the end means Bechor for everything. And that's why Petarechem is not sufficient. I need Bechor, meaning it has to be the firstborn as well. So the fact that the Gemara uses Bechor all the way at the end shows me that the word Bechor is defined as being something that has to be the firstborn of everything. But in the beginning, the Gemara went through iterations where it brought down Zachar, then it brought down Petarechem. Why didn't it just answer after that Bechor Zachar and wants to know whether firstborn means the first of the Zacharim or the first through the birth canal? It just said Bechor. Bechor means first on everything. How come it didn't bring the word Bechor and went through Petarechem and went through all these other items? Because it seems like the Braita didn't know that the word Bechor means Bechor of everything. Sounds like there Bechor just meant one item. So you have an internal steer in the Braita about the definition of the word Bechor. So how do I reconcile that? So now it's a machloket between Abaye and Ravino. Amalei, so Abaye responds to him, La'olam bechor l'davar echad lo avi bechor. The word bechor means a bechor for everything. So then why didn't the Braita bring down the word bechor as an answer? Ve'yireisha hachi kamar. This is how you should read the beginning of the Braita. Izachar, if he's a male, yochol afilu yotzei dofen. If he's a male, I would think that even if it was a C-section, it would be enough. Tamalomar petarechem. So the word petarechem is not coming to tell us about firsts, but rather, it's coming to exclude the case of Yotzei Dofen. It's coming as Petarechem and not Yotzei Dofen. So that's why we couldn't bring the word Bechor there. The word Bechor wouldn't tell us that information. It wouldn't tell us. Bechor just tells us first. So maybe Yotzei Dofen is considered first. It's the first of the animals born, and that's enough. But Petarechem, maybe that's not a requirement. Petarechem comes to teach us there's an additional requirement here at Petarechem. Ravina Amar, the Olam, Bechor, the Davar Achad, Avi Bechor. Ravina goes the other way and says, no. The word Bechor means you just have to be a firstborn for something. So if that's the case, then how could the Gemara bring, or the Braita bring at the end, that the word Bechor tells me that it has to be a firstborn, not only for Petarechem, but the first that is born? That doesn't sound right. If you came to the Petarechem, you're also called a Bechor according to that definition. If you would think that if you came out after a C-section that you are Kadosh, why do I need the word Bechor at all in the Torah? If it's to come to exclude a case where a female came out, we already know that from the word Petarechem, that has to be the first through the birth canal. Ella must be shmamina bechor lemeute echad yotzei achar yotzei dofen. It must be that is coming to exclude a case where it came out after a C-section. The word bechor otherwise would be meaningless. We wouldn't need the word bechor. We know Petarechem tells me it's got to be the first through the birth canal. So how do I know now that it also has to be before any other one that's born there? So that's what the word bechor comes to teach me. If it came to teach me that it has to be the firstborn and not after a female, it was the firstborn male, that was enough. That we already know from Peterechem. The word Peterechem already teaches me it's got to be the first through the birth canal. So if a female already came through the birth canal, that's not a Peterechem. So Peterechem already tells me it's got to be the first one through the birth canal. The only thing I don't know is, what happens if there's a C-section beforehand? The C-section beforehand, how do I know whether that's good or not? The word Bechor. Because otherwise I don't need the word Bechor. The word Bechor would be meaningless. If you just told me Zachar Peterechem, I would have known all the information I needed to know. And the word Bechor I don't need. The word Bechor must be coming to teach me that it excludes a case where there was a C-section beforehand. So I'm a layer of Acha Midifti Ravina. That's really nice, but that's only in one case. If you believe like you do, that the word Bechor means firstborn for anything. If you're a firstborn of anything, that's classified as a Bechor. Tina Checha de Yotze Zachar. That works well if the firstborn was a male that came out Yotze Dofen, was a C-section. Then, V'Zachar Derech Rechem. And then a male came out through the Peterechem Dolo Kadosh. Then that would be Akosh Dim Ayit Leda Mi Bechor. Because he used the word Bechor to exclude it. So I have different permutations here of what could have happened. I could have had a female that came through the birth canal first, and then a male. That we excluded from the word Peterechem. I could have had a C-section first, and then an animal that came out through the birth canal. So that we excluded from the word Bechor. But that would only be true if the first that came out was a male that was taken out of the C-section, and then I have a male that went through the birth canal. Over there, I'll say the word Bechor teaches me no good. The word Bechor says that since that first one had a status of somewhat of Bechor, it's not included over here. The second one that came through the Peterechem is not qualified. So they're each excluded because one doesn't have Peterechem, one doesn't have Bechor. But what happens if the firstborn was a female and she was taken out through a C-section? So now how am I going to exclude it? You want to exclude it from Peterechem? She didn't come through the birth canal. You want to exclude it from the word Bechor? I already used the word Bechor to exclude a male that had come out beforehand. I can't use the word Bechor now to exclude a female that came out beforehand. Zochar derech rechem delo kadosh. Dimayit leida mi Bechor. The Bechor l'rachamim, ika Bechor l'zacharim leka. Because over there you have the firstborn through the birth canal, but you don't have the firstborn to the males. But over there where you have a C-section done with a female, then when this next one's born through the birth canal, he's both the first one through the birth canal and the first of the males that's born. Ella, hecha deyatzta nekeva derech dofen. If a female came out through a C-section, v'zachar derech rechem, and a male came out through the birth canal, likadesh, that would work out to be kadosh, because according to you, a bechor l'davar echad is sufficient. So this bechor is a bechor l'zacharim. It's a peter rechem. That should be sufficient to make it kadosh. What about the female that came out beforehand? Well, bechor l'davar echad is still good enough, and he has that here. That can't be the explanation of the braita, because we know already from the braita that that doesn't work, that a female that came out as a yotzei dofen is not qualified. Daika bechor l'zacharim bechor l'rechem elam evcharta kedei abaye. It must be like a baye's explanation, that the word bechor means you have to be a bechor for everything. And that's what it means in the beginning. The Gemara, the way to explain the braita now is, we had the word bechor. Fine, he has to be a bechor for everything. But is that also true with regards to the Peterechem? Does it have to be the firstborn period? And it's a firstborn period, it doesn't matter how it comes out. The Torah defines for us and says it's got to be a Peterechem. It's got to be the first through the birth canal. All right, now, if it's the first through the birth canal, how do I know that if it was a Yotzei Dofen beforehand, that disqualifies the one that came out? Because the answer is it's got to be a Bechor for everything. You got to be both the firstborn that came through the birth canal. You also have to be the firstborn period. So now, any other case, you're not going to be classified as a Bechor. For instance, if a male already came out as a C-section, and now this is the male's coming through the birth canal, that's excluded. Yes, he's the first that came through the Peterechem, but he's not the Bechor l'Zacharim. On the other hand, say, for instance, there was a female that came through the Peterechem first, came through the birth canal, and then a male came through the birth canal. Yes, he's the first of the males to be born, but he's not the first of the Peterechem. So again, it doesn't qualify under the word Bechor. Well, what about that last possibility where it's a female that was taken out as a C-section and now the male comes to the birth canal? He's a Bechor l'Zacharim. He's the first of the males that are born. First through the Peterechem, first through the birth canal, but he's missing the last aspect. He's not the firstborn. And since Bechor, the definition of Bechor means everything, he's missing that aspect and he'll be patur. And that's why Abai's explanation of the Braita makes more sense. The word Bechor means a firstborn for everything. Now, the only thing we didn't know was, once you said a firstborn for everything, we start out, we don't know if it's male, females, or females included or not. That's why you have the word Zachar for. What about Peterechem? Why don't I just say, okay, now I have Bechor and Zacharim means firstborns for everything. Why do I need to have Peterechem? Peterechem comes to teach me that the definition of a firstborn is something that comes through the birth canal. If it came out first through a C-section, that won't be kadosh. Had you just had the word bechor, and that would have been a bechor for everything. For the firstborn animal, it would be in the firstborn male, and we should consider it a bechor. How do I know it needs to come through the birth canal? That's from the word peter rechem. Now, once I know it comes through the birth canal, I also have the word bechor to teach me that it's not enough that it was the first through the birth canal. It must be the first period. And that, together, will give me the picture that it has to be the firstborn male through the birth canal. And that was what the Braita did, and that will be with the explanation of Abaye, that the word bechor means firstborn for everything. Okay, we'll stop over here, and we'll continue with the Mishnah tomorrow.